Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 25th, 1831, the Barbadian newspaper reported on the entertainment and jollification had at the local festivities held to honor the ascension of King William IV. The affair, which was attended by a large number of the, quote, respectable portion of the inhabitants, unquote, was held at Government House on Friday, January 21st, and guests were visited by the hospitable and justly esteemed governor, Sir James Lyon. As reported by the Barbadian, the scene was one of a very imposing, a very interesting, and of a truly gratifying character. The great room of Government House was decorated with flags, and the walls adorned tastefully with military trophies and arms. The picturesque appearance of the garden and pleasure grounds was covered with what the writer described as the most numerous assemblage ever seen in this island of female beauty and elegance. They were intermingled with gay groups of gentlemen, a large portion of whom were attired in splendid naval and military uniforms. The writer also went on to describe the lovely shrubbery and footpath, which transformed the lawn of Government House into a beautiful miniature English park, complemented by the concord of delightful and sweet songs played by the band of the 36th Regiment. The Barbadian noted, quote, "All this was so transcendently agreeable as to defy the power of description. All looked pleased and happy, but a hospitable and illustrious host seemed the happiest of all," unquote. Following a promenade through the gardens, at about 4:30, a sumptuous repast was served, and at the conclusion, three toasts were drunk with enthusiasm for the king, the queen, and the illustrious donor of the feast. After which, the company again wandered about in joyous groups, being enchanted by the sweet songs from the band, greeting old friends, and enjoying the pleasures of conversation. The Barbadian further noted that as the darkness of the evening came on, a splendid exhibition of rockets and other fireworks commenced, and in a very short time after, so too did quadrille dancing. So magnificent was the occasion that the writer stressed, quote, "Never have we seen in so large a party so much happiness, so much ease and comfort. It is no easy matter to render justice to the efforts which were made by the gentlemen who did the honors of the evening," unquote. According to the newspaper, there was only one thing that could enhance the affair, and that was if the king himself was present among his, quote, "many loyal and affectionate subjects," unquote. A report detailing the merriment had at a grandeur fete held at Government House to honor the ascension of King William IV was published in the Barbadian on this day, January 25th, 1831.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.